You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
The time is now. Time is now. Let's go.
Well, if I ever wanted a show that was perfect for me, this would be it. Our guest tonight is Mark England, and he is a man I've come to learn that can tell you what you're thinking about yourself and about the world around you just by listening to you talk, and that's listening to you talk about anything. And it's interesting that just this weekend I was thinking about that. In that we had our very first extended family reunion. We've never had one of those before. I didn't know what they were like, and I didn't know what to expect. However, I was listening to myself talk as I was getting ready to go to the reunion, and I was watching what was happening to some of my close family as they were getting ready to go to the reunion over the months and weeks and days and hours before the reunion actually happened. And then while it was happening, I watched and I listened to people that I haven't seen or talked to in a couple years, others that I hadn't seen or talked to in 6 years, others in 10, some in 20, and a couple that I, many that I had never met before. And it was interesting to try and see, well, who are these people? And I noticed that in this new consciousness that I have developed over the years that I didn't know I was even using at one point, and these understandings, even understandings that I will know even better tonight after our show with our interview with our guest, Mark England, I was sitting there saying, wow, they're saying this, but they're really saying this, or they're presenting this themselves this way, but they're really this way or that way. And it was all lovely, and in well, a lot of it was lovely. But it's interesting to be able to have a consciousness of where people are just by listening to them talk, feeling their energy, and then thinking about, what am I feeling about what I'm feeling? And what am I thinking about what I'm feeling? And what am I putting out there? And what am I saying? And what did I just say? And what does that say about me? I tell you, it was a lot of work, but it was really worth it and a lot of fun. It was good to meet family, and it's good to have a perspective of where I am in the midst of the conversations that were happening that are part of the makeup that I grew up with, whether I knew it or not, and to see what I've done with all of that and where I am with that. And now, having balanced all that out, and especially after tonight's show, I'm going to go home and do my homework and actually probably go to Mark's event this coming weekend in Venice, California. We'll tell you more about that and be able to process it all so that I can take it even further and do the best with it that I can possibly do. If this doesn't quite make sense, I'm sure it will after our interview tonight with Mark England. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with him right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Our guest has been studying methods and techniques for personal empowerment for the last decade. Actually, knowing a little bit about him personally and the martial arts that he was doing before, he's been probably studying it for a lot longer than that. However, formally so. He has also a master's degree in international education. He's an NLP practitioner, and he has had a full-time private language practice for the last 8 years. He is now the founder and CEO of the Empowerment Language System. He is Mark Lingland, and he is our guest tonight. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you, Filippo.
It's good to have you here.
Likewise, man. Very happy to be here.
I was thinking about you this weekend. I wonder why.
I wonder.
So, have you ever been in that kind of a situation? Family reunion kind of thing?
Yes, and it's always interesting for a variety of reasons.
Like?
The more I understand about myself, the more I understand about how I've gone about creating my identity, mm-hmm. as in the literal building blocks of what has formatted the personality of Mark, it's easier for me to study, really, and get to know the people around me, which also obviously includes my family.
Yeah.
And amongst other things, it's a fascinating process to watch someone literally point themselves in a direction with their language and continue to take actions and wind up in experiences and destinies all through how the spoken word or language, thoughts and spoken words, interact with us on a metaphysical level.
It was interesting to sit there and say, wow, I used to think like that. Oh, that's why I used to think like that, because of him or because of her.
Right.
And then feel compassion for people that don't see what they're saying or doing in the process of doing it. So what was your process into coming to an understanding of what you were doing or how you could do it differently?
Right. So the backstory of how I got here.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a lot of fun. And well, when I was 26, I was presented an opportunity. I had two interesting, exciting choices in my life. I could either go pro as a mixed martial artist or go to Thailand and teach sports at an international school and study Thai boxing there. And I chose Thailand. And so I went and moved my entire life over there. Shortly after I got there, I was injured training Thai boxing, and me being stubborn as I was, I continued to train, got injured again, and ended up having a knee surgery over there, which sidelined me. And I remember this, I will remember this forever and ever. When the doctor sat me down after the surgery and he said, your fighting career is over. He goes, but you can become a very good swimmer.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you don't know me. Okay. And what I was actually saying is I don't know me well enough yet. What he was right about is that I was going to be on the sideline for a while. And part of me was terrified that he was right about my career being over, because my entire identity was built upon this tough guy fighter gig. Okay. And to make matters even more interesting, I had thought that I had processed a lot of my childhood fears and insecurities through countless hours in the gym and then fights in the ring. And what I soon came to find out is that those were alive and well in me. And my fight training was just a Band-Aid for it. Okay, so I got that royally and swiftly ripped off in a foreign country shortly after I moved there. And I lost my sense, amongst other things, I lost my sense of humor for 8 months.
Hmm.
That was, with hindsight, extremely interesting experience. I could only see darkness, my darkness. I became very negative, and generally, I was hating life, to use everyday terminology.
Yeah, we get that.
Yeah, right. And I could see my thought process. If I had enough awareness to see that, and I thought to myself, you know, Mark, you can live the next 40 to 50 years of your life like this. And I looked down that road, and I saw a bitter old man, and that got my attention. And I'm just some average guy, right? I'm from Virginia. My dad is a small business owner. My mom, she was a school teacher, and so any kind of personal empowerment, self-development, that was a completely foreign concept to me. So I said to myself, I have to change. Okay, I have to. And so I thought, well, I've got this physical body. What will happen if I clean it out? What will happen if I take better care of it? What will happen if I change my diet? Okay. And it sounded like a good place to start, and it was. So lucky me, my vice principal had gone down to a fasting and detox clinic in Koh Samui. I was in Bangkok at the time.
Mm.
And they do 7 to 10 day intestinal tract cleansing programs. So I went down there and did one of the programs. It was stop eating, take herbal detoxification pills and these psyllium drink shakes, and cleaned out my alimentary canal. And while I was down there, and there's usually about 50 to 60 people going through the process at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are return patrons of the spa. So they come with this vast amount of knowledge of other areas of self-development. So mm-hmm. I would sit there and listen. And it was my third time down there, and a guy by the name of Barry Musgrave, who turned out to be my mentor in this work, he was giving, at the time, I didn't know him, he was giving a talk on biographical detoxification.
Okay.
And it caught my interest, and I went, and I watched him. He gave a short little intro about language and the power of language and how we use it and how it literally creates interpersonal and social contracts, metaphysically speaking, and how important it is to get a hold of that process, okay, of how language interacts with our imagination and our energy,
mm-hmm.
and what we can do as a byproduct of having the reins on our spoken words and our thoughts. And then he interviewed a couple of people. He said, okay, who's got a problem here? This girl raised her hand, and she goes, I've got a block to getting in a relationship, okay? So he brought her up and had her go through the story 3 times. And the first time she played it through, she was crying, she was upset, okay? Second time, he had her play it through, he adjusted a couple of the words.
Just the words?
Just the words.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, she was sad, no tears. Had her play the same memory again, adjusted a couple more words,
mm-hmm.
okay? And her whole perception of it changed. She let go of enough of the emotional layering so she could see the whole thing differently. And she went from angry and sad, angry and crying, to 7 minutes later saying, you know, I'm glad it went that way. I'm glad that he and I broke up because it was never going to work out anyway.
Mm.
In 7 minutes.
Mm.
And I understood enough of what I saw. I was like, that's fascinating. I've got plenty of victim mentality stories.
Mm.
Where do I go?
Mm.
And so he, quite literally, he said, if you want to know more about this, go to this website. I got up out of my chair, went straight to the internet cafe, downloaded this thing, went back to my bungalow and started reading it.
And the rest is history.
The rest is a juicy story, yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yes.
So let's share where people can go if they want to learn more. They can go to empoweredlanguage.com. That's empoweredlanguage.com. And actually, you can also go and see Mark live in Venice, California. You can learn all about it at the website. And he's having one of these seminars on July 12th. That'll be the foundation for the work, right?
Yes.
On the 12th,
yes.
Saturday, this coming Saturday here in Venice, California. Can we say where?
Yeah, man.
I like that.
It's at the Love Shack.
At the Love Shack.
Yeah, on Lincoln. They've got the best selection of the most high-end beanbag chairs in Los Angeles. It's really impressive.
Bonus.
Yeah, total bonus. And about my website, I had 3 animation videos made.
Oh, yes, and they're there. And actually, we'll talk about those in just a moment because we're going to talk about what's on them when we come back with our guest, Mark England, right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We sure are talking about life changes with our guest, Mark England, who is the founder of a system called Empowered Language System. And you can learn more about it at empoweredlanguage.com. We were talking about how he got started in this work and how language is important. He gave a demonstration of how it worked for somebody that he saw change her way of thinking right in front of his eyes. And since then, he's learned all about it as much as he can, and he is sharing with as many people as he can around the world. And so he is in Los Angeles right now because he'll be sharing it live at a seminar on July 12th in Venice, California. So to learn about that, you can go to empoweredlanguage.com. So you started to talk about the website and 3 videos that are on it. And the first one actually is about creating an identity.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. What do you mean in a, you know, we're born with this identity. No.
No.
Frankly, no. Yeah,
we've got a lot of influence in the process of how our identity is created. Plutarch, who's a Greek historian and essayist, said that identity is a long-standing habit. Tony Robbins said identity is an ongoing process.
Mm.
Okay. Just 3 days ago, I was on Venice Boardwalk out there doing 4 hours of man in the street interviews.
Oh,
it was really fun. I'd go up to people and I'd ask them. I'd say, hey, my name's Mark. I'm a language coach. Do you have a minute for a question? They say, sure. Or no, but most of them did. And I asked them, I said, when I say abracadabra, what do you think of just like that? Mm-hmm. And every single one of those people went straight to magic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been around the world numerous times and I ask this question at a lot of my seminars and events. And essentially everyone goes straight to magic. Okay, so we have this collective association with abracadabra and magic. Abracadabra is Aramaic. It's one of the 2 languages Jesus spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And it is quite literally a thousand plus year old metaphysical technology that the metaphysicians of the day would triangulate and wear around their necks. Okay, it literally translates, abracadabra literally translates. You guys can look this up right now. It translates to, with my word, I create.
Wow.
Exactly. That was a game changer for me. So let's look at that definition. With my word, I create. With my language, I create. What do I create? Okay, so on the first video, We go into that. With my language, with Mark's language, I create my mental imagery and my energy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so language covers my internal and external dialogue, thoughts mm-hmm. and spoken words. Mm-hmm. My imagination covers all of the mental pictures and movies that I make about myself and the world that I live in. Mm-hmm. And then my energy is the quality and quantity of my emotions and feelings. And I put those three building blocks together, and those are the literal building blocks of my identity. Mm. And the first video goes into that in very easy to understand animation and script. It's a fun and easy listen and watch.
That it is. I watched it, and so abracadabra with my
word I create.
So basically that sounds to me like the foundation of the work.
Exactly.
So in other words, everything we say is creating as we say it.
Yes. Yes.
Because we're thinking it, we're saying it, we're commanding it.
Yes, quite literally spelling it. The definition of a spell is a word or a combination of words of significant influence, .. held to have magic.
Oh, like a magical spell.
Exactly. So spells, magic spells, spell it out, spell your name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And most people's education when it comes to their language starts and stops with grammar and conventional spelling. Yeah. Okay. So you're in school, I'm in school, this is how you use the English language, period, end of story. Write it this way, get the grade. That's all we're interested in, you doing it the way that the book says it.
Right.
Okay? There's a whole metaphysical side to how our language influences us on a very deep psychological and energetic level. And that's the point of this work, that with intelligent, creative adjustments with our language, we can get better results from ourselves and our imagination and how we feel.
Wow. Wow. You know, this weekend, I hang around a lot of positive people who are very conscious of their language and who don't normally direct certain ways of speaking towards themselves. So this weekend was a little bit of a shock to me. And I found myself saying, just because that's who I am, when somebody would do something and they'd say, oh, I'm such an idiot. And I'd say, you're not an idiot. You just dropped the plate with a cake. Now let's just pick it up and clean it up. You know, and or you're not stupid. You just, you know, said something without thinking. I said that until I kind of got tired saying it and just said, you know, I can't help them all at the moment, but I can through sharing your work with whoever chooses to listen. So that kind of speaking, what are we doing when we're actually saying those kinds of things to ourselves?
Those people are sharing their interpretation of what that event means about them.
Mm-hmm.
They drop a plate
mm-hmm.
with some cake on it. It mm-hmm. hits the floor. Okay. That event is cake hitting floor.
That's it. Really?
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, if I say, I'm so stupid.
Right.
I'm sharing with you what definition I've created for myself in the past about me when I, quote unquote, mess up.
Right. And that person would be creating the ability for more of that to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Until there is a sizable intervention in that kind of thought process, they will continue to create and recreate that experience for themselves over and over and over.
Well, and in many different ways and potentially deeper and deeper. So I have a question. I've prided myself, having acted for years and all that stuff, I've prided myself in being able to say, so I was talking to so-and-so and she said, I'm blah, 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 and I'm blah, blah. And then I've been thinking, wait a minute, if I'm quoting somebody else's words, but I'm saying I am I basically bringing all that onto myself, or does my higher self know, or my consciousness know, that I'm really just, it's still her, not me?
Okay, that depends on who is saying that. So depending, if you're retelling the story and you're saying, she said, I am, ..
Right.
And you're fast enough, because we make pictures very fast.
In our mind.
Yes, sir. if you're fast enough to look at the picture, is she in the picture or are you in the picture?
Oh, wow.
If you're in the picture and you emotionalize over that to any degree, wow, then that's what you're communicating to your subconscious mind about you, and it will take it literally.
Wow. That's huge. So this takes us into the second video, which is the victim mentality.
Yes.
Which is where that connection is made. So yes, let's go into that.
Okay. I've had a private practice for the past 9 years. I've sat with well over 3,000 people in 1.5-hour sessions. It's just two chairs in a room facing each other, mm-hmm, close quarters. Mm-hmm. So I've listened to a lot of stories. And the details are always different, Filippo. So the names and the places, always different. The structures, the underlying structure to the languaging is the same, okay? And there are three pillar language patterns of victim mentality language. One being negations, two being projections, three being soft language. So negations, the definition of a negation is to talk about what wasn't, what isn't, and what won't be, past, present, and future. Mm. Okay, so can'ts, don'ts, isn'ts, nots, haven'ts. When I say I don't want to have money problems anymore, going back to the first video, language, imagination, energy, with my word I create, I don't want to have money problems anymore. What kind of picture did I just make in my mind?
Money problems.
Money problems.
And having them.
Exactly. Mm. And I'm in the picture. Whoops. And how does that affect my energy?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I say I can't keep living like this, what kind of picture did I just make? A picture of me living like that again. Mm. Which does what to my energy? Well, probably a lot. On the negative side of things. Then there's projections. I was working with a client just recently, and she said, Steve, her boyfriend, Steve isn't letting me live my life.
Mm.
Okay? And that language pattern, that is a projection. That is a negative projection. And what that will script at the speed of light, it will script a victim-perpetrator picture in that person's mind. She's in the picture. Steve's in the picture. Steve's doing something to her. Okay, she has to wait for Steve to adjust his behavior for her to feel better and make forward progress in her life.
Wow.
And that dumps her energy. Mm. Okay, so Steve isn't letting me live my life. Mm-hmm. We had her take, well, we'll get to that in architect mentality language as well. And we had her take out the Steve and put in I. I'm not letting me live my life. Take Steve completely out of the picture, technically speaking, and it puts her in contact with who is actually roadblocking her progress.
Now, I'm not letting me live my life is not necessarily a great thing because she's still not living her life. But from the I'm not, at least the I can, yes, make a difference.
Yes, she is. She is further
empowered.
Exactly. That's the point. This language system is not about flowers and butterflies.
Mm.
It's about consciously intervening so I can take a look at what I'm creating for myself.
Yeah.
And from there, adjust my behavior. The third pillar of victim mentality language, which is a real surprise to me, bro, soft language.
That was to me too.
Likes, I guesses, probablys, yeah. I thinks, maybes, possiblys. Those all, yeah, soften up the language. Technically speaking, one aspect of it, I think I might be procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how many I's are in that sentence?
Mm.
There's two. There's two identities. Okay. Now, how many I's do I need to make a decision? Most of the time, the fewer the better. I think I am procrastinating.
Mm.
Well, I guess I might be avoiding the conversation. Maybe. And I'm telling you, man, I've walked a lot of people through this process. And after a relatively short amount of education, uh-huh, about these language patterns, Guns N' Roses said it, man. Welcome to the jungle. Because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know what? At the end of the day, that's good news. Because this really is 98% of people's issues and stumbling blocks are education issues about how to use their language better.
How to use your language better. Actually, when we come back, we're going to give the architect mentality so that people can actually walk away with something today that they can use.
Absolutely.
To make their languaging better work for them and for everybody around them when we come back. However, they could actually go to empoweredlanguage.com and actually watch these three videos in succession. And they're short videos. They're like 5 minutes each.
Yep.
and be able to get it. And it's that simple. However, if you want to learn more and take it to the depths of where you can take it, you can go to empoweredlanguage.com and sign up for the seminar coming up on the 12th in Venice here in California, or wherever else Mark will be teaching it around the world. And you also have different information there that people can look into. So we'll be right back with how you can architect your mentality or your language when we come back here with Mark England right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and we are live with Mark England out of North Hollywood, the studio NoHo. We're happy to be here and happy to have this opportunity to share this time and conversation with our guest, who will be live in Venice this coming Saturday, July 12th. If you want to know more about him and his work and the workshop, you can go to empoweredlanguage.com. Actually, he has a couple ebooks there that you'll want to check out. There's an ebook and a workbook that you can buy and download, and we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But it's all there at empoweredlanguage.com. Before we go any further, we talked about architecting mentality, or architect mentality.
Yeah.
What is that, and what are we talking about?
Okay. Architect mentality language is the polar opposite of victim mentality language. So what does an architect know how to do? And how do they know how to do it? They know how to construct something.
Right.
Okay. And they decided to go get an education about how to construct, let's say, a building. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which is all that it takes for someone to be more creative and intelligent with their language is an education about what the principles of their language are and what language patterns to avoid and what language patterns to employ. So the architect mentality language is the polar opposite of the three pillars of victim mentality language. Mm. So the opposite of a negation is an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The opposite of a projection is a reflection.
Okay.
And the opposite of soft language is solid language. Okay. So I'll use the examples that that I used for the victim mentality language. So I don't want to have money problems anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm ready to have a responsible relationship with my finances.
Ah.
Right? I changed the language.
Yeah.
Remember the language, imagination, energy key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I changed the syntax of the language and the picture changes, correct? I'm ready to have a responsible relationship with my finances, or I have a responsible relationship with my finances, as opposed to I don't want to have money problems anymore.
So now you don't have to change the picture if you
It's going to change automatically.
It's going to change just from the words.
Yeah, that's so cool, in my opinion.
Because we know these words, we know what they mean, and so when we use them in a certain way, it paints a picture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what do I see when I walk into the bathroom and look in the mirror? I see my reflection. Okay, so Dave isn't letting me live my life. Or let's go playground. You made me cry. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Let me take a look at that idea.
That's not playground. That's every day for so many people.
I know. You insulted me. You hurt my feelings. You made me cry.
Right.
So let's see. Who thinks Mark's thoughts? Mark. Who makes Mark's mental pictures and imagery? Mark. Who feels Mark's feelings? Who creates Mark's feelings? Mark. So is it even possible, metaphysically speaking, physically speaking, for Dave to insult me? At the end of the day, it's mine because I created it. Mm. In order for me to bite, in order for me to have any kind of emotional reaction to what someone else says,
mm-hmm.
I have to agree with it on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's quite convincing, especially for children, when one kid walks up and says a couple of things and we have this strong emotional reaction to it. It looks like it's coming from over there, when in reality, it's an inside job.
Wow.
Okay. And then there's the difference between soft language and solid language. I guess I might be procrastinating, maybe. Take out the guess and the might and the maybe. I'm procrastinating.
Mm.
And I will know if it's true based on how I feel about saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Or I think I could possibly try a little harder at work. Take out the think and the possibly, I could try harder at work.
Mm.
Okay, cool. So quite literally, I draw a line in the sand with myself and take a look within. On purpose, man. Because it's the only game in town. At the end of the day, what else am I going to do?
Feels good just hearing you say it. I'm glad you're going to try harder at work.
Me too, man. I think I'm finally ready to put in a little bit more effort, perhaps. How would you feel if an employee came to you and said that?
Well, I was just about to say, the sad thing is that almost sounds, it sounds normal because we hear it all the time.
Yes. These language patterns are absolutely chronic. And they are literally a scourge that is roadblocking humanity's evolution.
Yeah.
And talking about corporate, I do corporate work.
Right.
I get brought in to change the corporate culture on purpose, and I do. And I get to watch as offices light up and people enjoy coming to work because they feel better when they're at work. They actually start to feel better at work than they do at home because people are using a more empowered form of their language.
Right, because earlier you said you're going to go playground. No, this is no, corporate.
Did you hear that in the family reunion at all?
Right, and in corporations. I mean, when I've worked in companies and you sit there listening to this department blaming that department or this person blaming that person, and
there's only 24 hours in my day. There's only 24 hours in our day. And if, let's say, 9 of them are at work and I'm spending or someone is spending, 2 hours of that time, that opportunity, literally poisoning the environment unconsciously.
Mm.
Well, then there's a lot of ways to look at that. There's a lot of potential there. And, as they say, one apple can spoil the bunch. Do you know what presenteeism is?
No.
This is wild. So absenteeism
yes.
is when someone is out of work.
Right.
Okay. Presentee, they're out of work because they're sick or, you know,
right.
have a...
They're absent.
They're absent yeah. for a psychological disorder or a mental disorder or physical problem of some sort. Presenteeism is when they come to work ill, mentally or physically ill.
Oh, really?
And presenteeism is 7 times more disruptive than
wow.
absenteeism.
Wow. Wow.
Exactly, man. I did a whole thing for a university study on stress and language and the correlation between the two and what kind of impact that has on a corporate environment. And I got to presenteeism, and I was blew me away. And it made perfect sense once I digested it.
Oh, man, this is so funny because there were some people that, my heritage is Italian.
Right.
So part of the Italian tradition is you have to bring something. And so everybody brought, according to tradition, something, either something to eat or something to, like a physical something.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, I thought this morning I'm going to write an article and it's going to be come empty-handed, but with a clean heart.
Mm.
Because the food these people brought would be digested and gone in a day. But the venom some of these people brought will last a lifetime. And some of the words that they said and the things that they did, it's just like, just, it would have been better had you not brought anything, but came and actually shared good energy.
Right. On purpose. Because we can. Right. There is such a thing as emotional indigestion. And someone can suffer from it for 6-7 decades.
There it is. Unless they take care of it right here and now, like we're
on it, man.
We're on it. We're on it. Actually, we have a few more minutes, and I know there's one more thing that would be great to cover,
yeah.
and that is your thought to destiny flowchart.
Yeah, man. This is easy and fun. Okay, so let me pose this question to all the listeners. At its most basic form, what is a thought? Okay. Before we believe it, what is it? Okay. And there's a lot of answers to that. And to keep this simple, because at my core, I'm a very simple man, a thought is simply a piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
My worst thought to my most grandiose thought, it is literally information. Once I attach to that a thought and believe it, I'm going to turn it into a story. I'm going to add my emotion and feeling into it, and I'm going to turn it, literally give birth to a story. And my story, so my thought plus belief creates our stories. Stories create our identities.
Mm.
Identities dictate, depending on the power of them, tyrannically dictate our actions, and our actions influence our destiny or destinations.
Wow.
So thought to stories, stories to identity, identity to action, action to destiny. Okay. So looking at that linear flow chart, empowering, improving the quality and the volume and the frequency of my literal everyday language, my everyday conversation, my thoughts and spoken words, different language is going to script a different story. Okay? It's going to script a different identity. It's going to dictate different actions. I'm going to end up in different places, hanging out with different people, just like this. I mean, I am a byproduct of this system, man. I was talking to a good friend of mine before I came out here, and I told him, man, you know, whatever you see in front of you, I was a very different person 15 years ago. Okay? And I changed my thought process, and I find myself in very different places, doing very different things, blowing my mind when I revisit how I used to think and feel and speak about myself 15 years ago. Because I had a massively entrenched victim mentality, simply because that was the only thing I knew, okay? When I only have one option, I have no choice. Education gives me choice. Education about how to use my language differently gives me options, gives me choices. And education, we have I'm from Virginia, we have a lake house right down the street from George Washington Carver's home place. Mm. He's one of the most influential African-American figures in the history of the United States. And he was massive on education. And he said, education is the key that opens the golden door to freedom. Bam.
Hmm.
And I'm, yeah, I agree.
And you're living proof.
I am living proof.
So take us through that flow chart once again. And starting with the thought, in other words, if a thought is just a thought and it comes in and it goes, no big deal. But once we start putting a belief on it, then the whole process starts.
Then we're in the races. Okay, so of course, you've had a thought that you've disagreed. You've observed a thought and just dismissed it, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has. Okay. And we all have that power. One of my definitions of hell is thinking that I have to believe every single thought that shows up in my head. Right?
Okay.
That's a lot of fun. Okay. So thought plus belief equals story.
Right.
Story equals identity. Uh-huh. Identity equals actions. Actions equals destiny or destinations. And so low vibe thoughts. Believed, you know, I'm not good enough to be loved.
Mm.
Okay. I attach to that. I believe it. I create a story about it. Okay.
And the story is like, oh, of course, because when I was little, and then start to find all these things are yesterday and this, that happened.
Yeah.
And
we actually have hardware for that. It's called the reticular activating system in the brain. It's like when I go decide to buy a blue Volkswagen Bug, I start seeing them everywhere.
Right.
Right. And I start to dismiss all the other cars.
Right.
Same thing. When I start to believe I'm not good enough, I'm going to find the proof.
So happily, the opposite is true.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which is why you're doing this amazing work in this amazing studio. Yeah. Yeah. Because we have the option of putting better information into our process.
Mm.
Okay. And as a byproduct of that, I get to rearrange my belief systems, otherwise known as opinions. That's what belief systems are. They're opinions. Mm-hmm. I'm not good enough. Opinion. I am good enough. Opinion.
Mm.
Okay. I can get my PhD. Opinion. Nobody loves me. Opinion.
Mm.
Okay. People change their opinions all the time. Cool. So I change my language, change my story, change my identity. My actions shift, and so do my destinations. And I find myself in more pleasant places.
Well, we're so happy you find yourself
here. Me too, man. I'm having fun. You guys are cool.
Good for you. Good for all of us, actually. This is exciting. Tell us in a minute or less what we're all going to learn this coming. Well, we've already learned a lot, but what would we learn from your course this weekend?
Okay. So the course is a 4-hour foundation course for the Empowered Language Systems. And I'm going to go into about 45 minutes of theory. And then the rest of the time, I'm going to be doing live demonstrations where I will bring people up and help them deconstruct their old victim mentality stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people will get to see the nuts and bolts process of how flexible our language is and how that quite literally recreates our story and how our emotions and feelings follow suit and how our breath lightens up, because quite literally we're going from sympathetic nervous system response in victim mentality language, which drives the breath. It keeps it locked in the upper torso.
Wow.
Switching that into architect mentality language literally activates parasympathetic nervous system. And so people start breathing down into their core, down into their abdomen, which is going to give them a completely different experience of themselves. And I will be explaining what we're doing as we go through these literal translations. It's like going from German to French, except it's victim mentality language to architect mentality language. That's what I do. I'm a translator.
Okay.
Yeah. And people will walk out different, period, end of story.
Okay. And what they can get from the website, the ebooks.
Okay. There are two publications. The ebook is the foundation of this system in copy form, and if anyone reads that, they will have a different understanding of language for the rest of their life. If someone wants to go further, then they can get the 36-day victim mentality language overhaul program, which will change the way they use language for the rest of their life. And both of those products come with a complete money back guarantee till the end of time. And I also have a coaching program under products. So if people want personalized coaching, I do that over Skype. and it is highly effective.
Mark England, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to more, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Filippo.
EmpoweredLanguage.com. Follow him on Facebook as well.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be putting up more information about the things that he's doing as time goes on.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with our Mark Lejeune, with a producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And we're back, but we're different. We're having a producer draft with Mark Lejeune.
I see you're already choosing your words carefully.
You know what? I've been working on this for a while, and this is like my reward because I feel like this was right in line with what more I needed.
Yeah, but you're a different eye that is working on probably a different this than you were when you started working on.
Right. Yes.
I started looking at this. The eye that used to look at this was different. And when that eye first heard about languaging and thoughts, most specifically, and that mm-hmm. was what really came up, was the phrase thoughts are things,
mm-hmm.
which yeah. leads to, I think there's a syntax there because there's a nuance in the thought, as he had mentioned, that's kind of the idle thought that isn't necessarily emotionally driven or owned mm-hmm. Versus the one that becomes part of the storyline and then down that that process that he was describing. But it really shifted my awareness mm. of language and my thinking. And certainly this has been core to my personal journey, you know, mm. Thoughts. And, you know, we all have varying degrees and moments of our internal process and our thinking and our good days and our bad days and then how those manifest in thoughts. But certainly I have a very active brain.
You know what I like about this the most is that when, you know, as a life coach working with people and all that, and sometimes I've talked to them about their thoughts or about the pictures mm. or about their consciousness around certain things. This is about words. And sometimes doing, it's like exercising builds the muscle, right? So the words changes everything else is what Mark is saying.
Is it about words or is it about everything?
Everything, exactly. He says it changes your physiology and your breathing and just change the words. And that seems like an easy thing to do.
Well, you know, it gets so interesting because it ties so many things together. Now, a couple of things came to mind. One of those, of course, you and I have had the benefit of some work with our friend Stefan.
Exactly. Shaley, I was thinking Shafidol about that.
And yes. the James Company and some NLP work. And, of course, Mark mentioned some of this. And I think there's obviously that is a facet of this.
Right.
But then some of the other knowledge that I heard in your discussion and what Mark brought up, I had never heard before. Some of the history. And there's more and more of this where there's so much that points back to knowledge and awareness that has been here, hidden in plain sight, and or... hidden in plain sight is probably the best way because mm. you know so many there's the few that use the knowledge but and it's there, but then until your awareness is drawn to that you don't realize that. So abracadabra and some of yeah. these things,
I am that I am,
the word of God,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. Obviously it's throughout, you know, many of our religious and our educational dogmas, and we don't realize this, but
even not going that deep, one of the things that really kind of shook me to the core, and this is long into my career after some big ups and downs and a lot of learning, was when we learned that the brain doesn't process a negative.
Right, right.
And that's what some of what Mark's saying here in different terms, I believe, not putting words into his mouth or trying to translate that, but if you are told not to think of a blue tree, your brain references what? A blue tree in order to think of what you're not supposed to think about. So, so this is what he's suggesting, or part of what he's suggesting, is when you have that thought, unless you change those words, you are creating that picture. Mm-hmm. So it was my way of referencing what he was saying. But how important is that? And what became, I'm looking at my son who's here in the studio with us, and it was such an important lesson for me because we were taught what to focus on what you want as opposed to what you don't want. And
we weren't taught as children, you mean in what we've what yes, learned in recently.
What
yeah.
you and I had learned and yeah. what I'm hearing, and I would believe so much more if we spent the time at Mark's seminar and around his work and more study of this, but is focusing on what you want. And he's saying using your words powerfully in terms of specifically what you want as opposed to what you don't want and those pictures you're creating. But example, how many times did people around me growing up say, don't cross the street? And instead of stay on this side of the road or stay next to me or something in those terms.
Right.
And,
interesting.
And then I think of so many idle arguments of, but I told you not to do that from one side or another, you know. But what did your brain hear? That with which you were told not to do rather than exactly what was requested or desired, I should say.
You know, and this whole conversation has had me thinking, obviously, before coming in here to have this conversation with Mark. And I do believe that the words can affect, like there are many different ways to approach a problem. However, I believe strongly in the words. I remember way back when I first started this journey and I was reading Louise Hay and the affirmations and all that, and she said, look in the mirror and say, I love you. And I looked in the mirror and I couldn't say them. So the words wouldn't come out, and if they came out, I didn't look at myself. And even when I finally did, I started to cry. So the words were making stuff come up. So whether I was, you know, working with it from the unconscious side or working from the spiritual side or working it from the words, it was coming up. And in that case, it was through the words.
Yeah. You called to mind a couple of different times where I've had interactions with people and something I felt, a thought would come up, a thought and words would come up. And sometimes not even consciously, I wouldn't know where it came from necessarily. But, you know. Could have been around self-love or somebody being worthy of what they were given, and it would immediately trigger that reaction, either crying or shaking or some sort of physical, and all I did was just say a few words. But those words obviously were core to the framing, the picture that their words or what those words mean to them.
And this weekend in our Italian family reunion, we talked about phrases and how the Sicilians especially have phrases that are so powerful, and we were sharing all the ones that we had learned ever since we were kids, and one of my cousins was writing them all down, and the one that everybody agreed on was the most powerful was, the tongue doesn't have a bone, but it can break bones. So with that, I want to remind everybody that your words are powerful, and that words are things, and can break things, and also make things happen for the good of all. And with that, I am grateful for our guest. I'm grateful to be in Studio NoHo and grateful for this show that we have all created here together. I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems,
Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.